Today we begin reading from the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospels, and this is such an important group of teachings that we're actually going to read these 6 Sundays in a row. So that emphasizes the importance the church places on this sermon. And it comes from Matthew chapters 5 to 7, and it's probably, if you want to look at one place that distills what it means to live the teachings of Jesus, it'd be this sermon, Matthew 5 to 7. And it begins today with the Beatitudes. Now, the literal translation of blessed simply means happy. And so what Christ is giving us with these teachings, with the Beatitudes, is the path to happiness. Now, ultimately, you know, all of us want to seek fulfillment. You know, we want happiness in life. You know, nobody wants to be miserable. Nobody wants to be unfulfilled. But the unique thing about Jesus' teachings, in contrast to so many other promises that we hear, are that his teachings actually work. You know, if we follow them, you know, they've been proven generation after generation throughout time that these actually work. These are the authentic path to happiness. If we look at current trends, and especially with young people in our society, and I think a lot of this is because of the spread of social media, a lot of people seek happiness in affirmation from others. You know, it's important to them that everybody else affirms them in their views or their lifestyle, that they view that as the secret to happiness. You know, if we just get enough likes or enough followers on social media, enough people affirming us, that's going to bring us true happiness. And, you know, there's a lot of confusion among young people with, these gender ideologies that are floating around. And I think what's behind a lot of young people's confusion is they want affirmation. They want to feel special. And they want to find an identity that people are going to affirm and that's going to make them feel special. But the danger with that is no amount of external affirmation is ever going to bring us happiness. If we're constantly dependent upon what other people are saying about us, then we're never going to find any stability or any peace interiorly. You know, affirmation from others can inflate us, and it can give us kind of a short-term rush. But if that's what we're seeking, in the long term, it leaves us empty. And it's actually the opposite of what's necessary to bring real happiness. As we hear in the first Beatitude, happiness comes from being poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean? Well, first of all, that's internal. It's an internal disposition. And what it means is that we recognize internally that God is everything. And that we are nothing without him. The reason why we have value and why we have meaning is because each one of us is willed to exist and loved by our Heavenly Father. When we have the spiritual disposition, when we realize that we have value because of who it is that created us and loved us, because of our Heavenly Father, then that gives us an internal peace and happiness that no external circumstances can take away from us. It gives us a stable foundation for inner and lasting peace and happiness because it's rooted in truth, and it's that truth that's the gateway to a life with God and to real happiness. You know, Jesus said, "Happy are the meek." Well, what does it mean to be meek? It means being gentle with others and not abrasive or angry. If we have anger brewing within us, if we're fuming internally, then we're not going to find happiness. And so the alternative is meekness. And it actually takes a lot of strength to be meek because we're going to face people who are angry towards us, people who might be abrasive or vindictive against us. And it takes a lot of strength to not retaliate. But it's through that process that we're purified, that we learn to bear wrongs patiently, and to not have an ego that causes us to want to retaliate, you know, every time someone harms us. You know, to bear wrongs patiently is a spiritual work of mercy. And as Christ says, the meek will inherit the land. Maybe not in this world, but certainly the true promised land in the next. And so as we look through these Beatitudes, the more we follow them, the happier we're going to be. And within our local communities, the more Christian we become and the more we're following the Beatitudes, the happier our local communities and our families are going to be. And the reverse is true. The less Christian people are, the less they're living out the Beatitudes, the more unhappy they're going to be. And I think we can see that if we look at the culture around us. We're soon going to have the opportunity with our evangelization initiative, which is going to kick off this March, to invite people who don't know Jesus Christ to an encounter with faith. And to invite people who might be living lives deep down of unhappiness and misery, to invite them to encounter a life of true and authentic happiness and peace. And that's an amazing thing, to be able to invite someone into the life of grace and into a life of happiness. It's a privilege for us to be able to do that. And so I encourage us, for this time being, first of all, to continue to pray for the evangelization initiative, but also to start to pray about who we might want to invite. And don't think about who you might feel most comfortable inviting. Think about who might be the furthest away, maybe the least happy person, maybe the least likely person that you'd want to invite. You know, don't fish in the boat. Sometimes we have to cast the net out, and sometimes we have to cast it out as far as we can. But sometimes some of the greatest conversions are people who are furthest away from God, and when they come to know him, they appreciate all the more deeply the power of grace, and they have the most profound conversions. So don't just think about who you would feel most comfortable talking to, but who it is that the Lord is placing on your heart. And it might be someone who's very far away from the church. And so this week, I encourage us to spend some time reflecting on the Beatitudes and praying with them. And first of all, reflect upon ourselves, how fully we are following this path to happiness. You know, how fully are we embracing them and being poor in spirit and meek and merciful? And to secondly, reflect on who we might know in our lives that we can invite to follow us and walk with us on this path.